This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we are live tonight. Got a brand new bag, yeah. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Everything in place, all the modules in place, everything tested, everything running. Everything. All together. Now, already done 2 hours of radio today. We got, and I'm going to do 3 hours more as well. Second hour, we're going to be joined by Rob Morse. We're going to talk a little bit about self-defense gun stories. And third hour, Daniel Shaw, the Gunfighter Cast. We're going to talk about 21st century carry and what you carry for this and what you carry for that and what his recommendation for this and what his recommendation for that is. I'm just reaching out to everybody out there today. Now then, talked about this the other day. I'm almost certain that what I put out got put out too close to it, and I'm almost certain he was getting ready to do it anyway. But we were talking about Congressman Bob Goodlatte, who is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. And he has signed on now as a co-sponsor of H.R. 38, which I kind of think is a pretty good sign. He released a statement. Law-abiding citizens should not forfeit their Second Amendment rights simply by traveling to another state. The premise of H.R. 38 is simple. If you are eligible to carry a concealed firearm in your state of residence, you should be able to carry a concealed firearm in another state that allows individuals to do so. This bill does not impede upon or change the authority of state and local governments to decide where citizens may or may not carry firearms. Protecting our constitutional rights is the greatest responsibility of any member of Congress, and this includes protecting the right of law-abiding citizens to legally carry firearms to ensure safety for themselves or their family. I look forward to working toward the passage of H.R. 38 in the House. That's good stuff. That's really good stuff. So, we'll see where this goes. It's not a slam dunk yet, but we'll see where it goes. If you're like me, and you've been watching the Congress critters walk around and talk about doing this and talk about doing that, whenever one of them gets on the news or something, they all talk pretty big. But when they get together as a group, they can't agree on anything. Case in point, John McCain, he's decided he's not going to vote for the Obamacare repeal, which, you know, working and acting as a Republican, I would sort of expect him to. But, you know, he's not down with that just yet, so he's not doing that. I wonder if those that are sitting around there enjoying their majority and everything understand the rage that's building up. I wonder if they understand the rage building up in people that have supported the Republican Party, whether or not they supported Trump, and that used to believe in the Republican Party. Are they doing their job as the majority party? No, they are not. Some of them are trying. Without a doubt, but they are a righteous minority, too few in number to win. In the Senate, for example, they can pass the repeal of Obamacare with 50 votes. Pence will break the tie. Can they get 50 votes? No. What this boils down to is this means that three senators control the country. The leadership in the House and in the Senate, McConnell and Ryan, are intransient to the point of being traitors to their constituents who put them in office. And there's plenty of others as well. It is clear that Congress never, ever, ever intended to repeal Obamacare. They put it out there two or three times, well, eight times actually, in front of Obama, and he vetoed it, and they knew that was going to happen. So we conservatives, We've learned a lesson now. There's only one party out there, and it is the establishment party. And the establishment party is a swamp thing. They have no code, no principles, no core belief. They ascended to their positions of power via the usual channels like family, wealth, power, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, and by selling their souls. This path to power, of course, does not describe every person in Congress, just enough of them to stop Trump from implementing the campaign promises that won him the presidency. And the bad ones, Schumer, Pelosi, virtually all of the Democrats are doing their usual damage. But then we have Ryan and McConnell and Corker and McCain and Collins and Murkowski and Flake. Traitors all. They pretend to be conservative, but they are Republicans in name only. For example, women like Collins and Murkowski have no intention of ever limiting the damage done by Planned Parenthood at all, ever, ever. The rest of the rhinos have no intention of helping Trump to be a successful president that he's trying to be, because he's an outsider. They want to torpedo him just like the Democrats do. Now, a lot of us that voted for Trump did so with a little bit of trepidation because he's a bit of a loose cannon, which is exactly what I like. But when he became candidate, a lot of us got on board anyway, and no voter who was paying attention could vote for Clinton, the most corrupt candidate ever to seek the office. We looked at it through a biased lens and some skewed polling, and everybody thought that it was going to be President Hillary Clinton. And, of course, it didn't turn out to be. But, you know, oh well. It was a miracle that he won. Not really. But it was one that saved the nation from further descent into the tyranny of the radical left. The Democratic Party is no longer simply liberal. They have become fascist in every sense of the word, totalitarian and autocratic. They want to criminalize speech, with which they disagree. I mean, that's as far as you can take it most of the time. They're anti-constitution, anti-free speech, anti-American, anti-science. Of course, they embrace the part where man has jacked up the planet that's 4.5 billion years old. They're the party of racism because they see it everywhere. And then they've made white privilege a scourge that Caucasians must bear like a scarlet letter. But race is an idea. Because we all are of the same race at the end of the day, the human race. It's not a fact. Most Americans could not care less about skin color. We're all a mixture of many ethnicities and, you know, sort of proud of it. Only the left sees the skin color and the sexual orientation as badges of victimhood, which means all of us fall into their own little, nice little pre-selected group. They teach victimhood as a platform to be embraced, and they have long been abrogating history to present themselves as the good guys and the anti-racists, but that is a big lie. They're the racists. They're the inventors of identity politics. The notion that we're not valuable as individuals, only as members of one or another group. It was the party of Lincoln, the founder of the Republican Party, that ended slavery. The Democrats, who were the Confederacy. There we go, turn that down. We ended slavery, we took down Jim Crow, we took down all the undermining of Reconstruction. The Democrats were and still are the racists. So, hey, there's exceptions among the Republicans. Cruz, Lee, Gohmert, Cotton, Johnson, Meadows, Bratt, Jordan, Hudson, Duncan. There's a few others. But they are a minority. And they are openly reviled and discriminated by their own colleagues and people like Karl Rove. Most of the others just want to go along to stay in office. We conservatives feel a lot of anger toward these Republicans, these fakes. They should all be ashamed of themselves for their vacuity and their submission to their very baser instinct. And by the way, all of that, nothing like that ever happens for free, boys and girls. Never ever. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This little ditty we're going to talk about next, this is very disturbing for me on a lot of levels, because I have always known this to be true. And now that I see other people thinking the way I think, this really alarms me a great deal. Trump got on Twitter the other day, said another attack in London by a loser terrorist. These are sick and demented people who were in the sights of Scotland Yard. What do we hear from the gun grabbers all the time? They want to put us, if we're on the terrorist watch list, we shouldn't be allowed to buy a gun. Right? Who's on the terrorist watch list? Let me ask you a question. If we have a terrorist watch list, are they lone wolves if they actually go operational, or are they known wolves? Now, in the UK, Theresa May, the prime minister, and they got really upset about Trump pointing out that they knew who these guys were, they knew what these guys were, and May and her men knew that his name is Yahya Farouk. They knew what he was, and Trump is hitting it right the nail on the head. They had a known wolf who was left free to hunt for prey. And that is the rule, more than the exception in a country, Britain, that will do nothing to stop the likes of the little punk who struck in a London Underground train this past 14th of September. Now, the same authorities find the will and the legal wherewithal to jail Englishmen for thought crimes, like reciting verbatim an anti-Islam verse from a book by Churchill. Where Trump went wrong was in calling the hissing snake sick and demented. The snake, taken in and housed by a tender-hearted British couple, was just being a snake. Doing what they do, what they have done since the 7th century. The sickest and the most demented of all of these people are the British authorities. Scotland Yard, MI5, all of them were MIA. When it comes to protecting the lives of the innocents, British security is missing in action, habitually and some say intentionally. Kuram Butt, one of the London Bridge attackers, starred in a Channel 4 TV documentary, The Jihadis Next Door. He was not on the lam during the shooting. He was not being investigated by security forces or hunkering in a bunker in Iraq. He was parading around embarking East London, broadcasting his intentions to the British people and their protectors. Even the imam at the local mosque had expelled Butt for his murderous lust, but to his British groupies, within and without government, he was fit to be filmed living among them, scheming against them. 22-year-old Salman Abedi, who murdered 22 people at the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester. He packed his bomb with shrapnel, ball bearings, and nails. The survivors of that bombing, the surgeons had to go in and slice open the victims and pick from the flesh and burrow, the shards that were burrowed into the bone. The most decent people. Abedi was he's a monster. He ought to have been watched, segregated from civilization, deported and dispatched one day. But to the security service, MI5, Abedi was part of the terrorist assets that they had cultivated in Manchester for more than 20 years. An agent of theirs, if you will. Now, Theresa May has the audacity to scold Trump for cryptically hinting at her culpability in enabling terrorism when May was the Home Secretary under the, imprimatur, Manchester's resident terrorist cell was developed as an MI5 asset. The London Tube attack was the fifth attack in Britain this year. Now, naturally, the state sluggards of British counterterrorism are seething with any leaks of information to their lowly subjects. Leaks reveal their ineptitude and their dereliction of duty and the elaborate protections they put in place for their privileged wards. And if not complicit, as veteran journalist John Pilger has convincingly contended, the British government and counterterrorism outfits are certainly criminally negligent, without a doubt. Now, clips of the carnage that is life with Islam are few and far between following an event like Barcelona, which Maghribi Mohammedan, helped by two or three or more, including a holy man, drove his van into the crowds in Las Ramblas. That happened in August. That's already a distant memory, right? That's exactly what they're looking for. When they were showing this on the news, they warned viewers of graphic content, which was quickly sanitized and stylized and set to somber but pleasant music. And the camera pans out of focus, not on the prone victims never to rise again, but the prettier vertical survivors. But before the images of the worst of Barcelona or Brussels or Berlin or Paris or London under Muslim assault were cleaned up, for sensitivity's sake, it was possible to glimpse the bloodied bodies and belongings in the streets. And among them milled the survivors, looking dazed and confused, others crouching near dead people, lifeless bodies. Grief and disbelief, part of their whole setup for a very long time to go. And many more were visibly bored, as in, this is the price of freedom. Let's get on with life. I wonder when the shops will reopen. And that's, my friends, is what the politicians are banking on. We are the prey. We must become a little more unpredictable about this. So, to bring about desire desperately required immigration and deportation policies, we must secede from the public square to the extent possible. Shop online. Make your home your new happening hub. Dine with friends at home. Break bread with your new friends in homes. Patronize spots less trendy and off the beaten track. Organize neighborhood block parties. It is the political class that the public must defang if we wish to safeguard our lives and our way of life. Politicians win if you don't withdraw from the public square following a terrorist attack. They know us well. They've done a lot of case studies. And when you have somebody like the flunky of Fox News, Shepard Smith, who exalted the Belgian human anthill for the speed with which the ants returned to darting back and forth following a Mohammedan's attack at a Brussels central station. It was his compliant thinking the terrorists win if we don't return to our aimless consumption. So this means that the terrorists win if we, their potential pool of victims, don't do as the politicians say. Like Shepard Smith, Obama kept saying. Dare do X, Y, or Z or matter on matters Muslims, and you guarantee that ISIS wins. I've got a second thought on that. How about we just do what we got to do to keep ourselves alive and let everybody else see what the kind of a price there is, and we'll go armed. And if they show themselves and go terroristic, how about we just plant them? How about that one? Does that work? I sort of like that one myself. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is Lock and Load.
Is there anybody out there who I like humor. I like comedies. When I was a kid, and when I say a kid, I mean everything up to last year. In the 70s, we had movies like Blazing Saddles. We had movies like Saturday Night Fever. We had movies like, Animal House. We had some funny stuff. And it also, for the time, not being risque or anything, it just, you know, the difference in movies then was back then movies did things that you couldn't see on television, which nowadays you can see anything on television, just about anything. So movies went where, this is where the adults went. I remember the first live movie, the first real movie I ever saw was The Longest Yard. And I'm not proud, but I snuck into the drive-in to see it, and I was surprised that adults cuss that much. And there was other stuff involved in it as well. So, I look at things today, and so do the people that made those movies. Now, Mel Brooks, who made Young Frankenstein, the producers, Blazing Saddles, he always took risks with his writing by satirizing racism. He's always said that he could find humor in almost anything.
And he has been speaking out about political correctness and how it's leading to the death of comedy. He says political correctness is strangling comedians from being able to perform, and said there are only a handful of subjects he personally wouldn't make fun of. On BBC Radio 4's Today program, he stated, "We have become stupidly politically correct, which is the death of comedy. It's not good for comedy. Comedy has to walk a thin line, take risks. Comedy is the lecherous little elf whispering in the king's ear, always telling the truth about human behavior." In recent years, comedians have found themselves in hot water for making politically incorrect topics about everything from race to gender. Dave Chappelle received a barrage of criticism from humorless journalists over his jokes about transgender people and Caitlyn Jenner. Jerry Seinfeld has also complained about how political correctness was stifling humor. When asked if there were any topics that he considered to be out of bounds, Mel Brooks declined to dictate humor from other comedians, but he said he personally would never touch gas chambers or the death of children or Jews at the hands of Nazis. Everything else is okay. So there you go. He shot to fame with the producers in 1967. That's when he and Gene Wilder started their little collaboration, their string of collaborations, if you will. The producers satirized Adolf Hitler in a fictional musical called Springtime for Hitler, which was... It had a deliberately tasteless script featuring dancing stormtroopers. That's funny stuff. In his interview with BBC, he said there was no way the 1974 Western parody Blazing Saddles could be made in today's political climate due to its satirization of racism. The movie featured a black sheriff played by Cleavon Little, very funny man in a racist town. Cleavon Little turned out to be homosexual, still a very funny man. He explained that the racial prejudice portrayed in the movie, which was far from politically correct, is what gave it cultural significance. Without that, the movie would not have had nearly the significance, the force, the dynamism, you know, it wouldn't have been as dynamic, and the stakes that were contained in it. Are we totally constrained today? See, this is the thing about comedy that worries me, because I like comedy. I like stand-up comics. I like funny movies. Charles Grodin, he is a funny man. Charles Grodin in The Lady in Red makes fun of blind people. He's not making fun of blind people. He's just portraying one who's sort of freaking out to make his friend feel better in a restaurant, tearing things up. It's funny. It's not meant to malign anybody. It's just meant to be funny. Sometimes things are funny without maligning anybody. As a matter of fact, most of the time, comedy is never meant to malign anybody. What it is all good comedy is based upon fact. Now, a thing about stand-up comedians, I like people like Mitch Hedberg, Sam Kinison, Bill Hicks, all of whom, by the way, are dead. It seems like the most gifted of the stand-up comics have a very dark streak in them. Richard Jenny, who, he was moderately successful. He had many, many HBO specials, and he was in some movies. I think he committed suicide. Bill Hicks died of cancer, tragically. Sam Kinison, of course, was killed in a car accident. And Mitch Hedberg, he died due to a drug overdose. But, you know, if you want to look at somebody, and this has nothing to do with stand-up comedy, but, I mean, there's this guy named Trent Reznor. He fronts a group called Nine Inch Nails. And when Nine Inch Nails started, Trent was going through a bit of catharsis. And his music was really dark. And it was dark and it was funky. And it was his telling of a story. It was not a message. It wasn't meant to malign anything. It wasn't meant to suggest anything. Now, if you look at Trent, Trent's in good shape. He's aged. And I think he's married now. I don't know. I'd love to meet the guy because he's a genius. He's everything that Prince was as far as music was concerned, as far as a musician. He just doesn't get as much kudos, I think, as he should get. Everybody that's in entertainment today has these little demons, it seems like. And, well, maybe not today. Maybe not today, because it sort of seems to me that everybody takes themselves so seriously and lacks... There's no humor in it anymore. And, I mean, if you've ever seen Blazing Saddles... Can I get that? Let me see if I can... See if Blazing Saddles is available on iTunes. I'd be very surprised if it actually turns out to be, but if it is, I'm buying it right now. Blazing Saddles, for its time, was funny. It was hilarious. Nobody was out there calling it a racist thing or anything. It was Mel Brooks. That's what they called it. Mel Brooks' Blazing Saddles. Some of the humor sort of, you know, hey, there it is. Hey, guess what? It's on iTunes. Wow. You better go get these things while they're out there because you can watch them in the privacy of your own home. But years from now, I like Vans shoes, and I went to a Vans store, and I was telling the kids about a scene in a movie called Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which they'd never heard of. We're losing something in our culture. We really are with all this PC political correctness. We need to re-embrace humor. We need to re-embrace the fact that some things can be something without attacking a group. And then we need to get out of the groups, because the groups that we're in, we were put in by the Democrats anyway. The identity politics, we've got to get away from that too. So, just my little take on that. I've been looking at that with a great deal of alarm. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load in the chat room. So we need a non-PC Lenny Bruce. Milo Yiannopoulos, maybe?
Well, you know, Milo is more like a provocateur. I don't know if we would call him a stand-up guy. The thing is, the whole point of this is that they're stifling my entertainment. But let's see what is the undercurrent of that. Let me give you seven signs. The seven indicators, if you will, of liberal privilege, leftist privilege. First of all, count on being accused of being racist, sexist, homophobic, Islamophobic. Now we can list things like white privilege, male privilege, if you're a white male, well, you know. Rather than going on the defensive against our latest accusations, the rest of us should see the tactic for what it is and for what it reveals about the need to confront a much more pervasive problem, which is leftist privilege. It's important to see their left's privilege offensive in its broader strategic context. Their accusations of white privilege and male privilege have nothing to do with promoting racial or sexual equality. Long ago, most Americans accepted Dr. Martin Luther King's vision that people should be judged by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. So career and lifestyle options for women these days are pretty much a question of choice and not societal constraints. So what is really behind their privilege offensive? Marxist intellectuals recognized in the 20s that violent revolution was not catching on as their original theory had predicted. So religious commitment, national identity, traditional families, and other beliefs and customs for the West's Judeo-Christian culture, they presented barriers to the Marxist program of total government control. Those Marxist intellectuals developed critical theory, the relentless assault on every aspect of Judeo-Christian culture, as their primary weapon in tearing down the cultural foundations of liberty. The goal of critical theory was to create doubt and guilt about our American way of life so as to weaken our resistance to the radical left's agenda. If Americans could be made to see America as inherently flawed and unworthy of defending, then resistance to the Marxist program would weaken. So they pushed political correctness as a means of monitoring, stifling even the slightest deviation from their dictates. But if we step back and look squarely at it, the one group in America that most demands and expects privileged treatment is the far left. And so here's a brief checklist to help you call them out if you need to. Number one, assuming that you have the right to control what everyone else does, what they have, what they say, and how they think. The idea of living your own life, and here's a thought, leaving others the hell alone to do the same, never ever crosses your mind. Number two, assuming that you have the right never to hear any opinion that contradicts your own and using intimidation and violence, if necessary, to protect your ideological bubble. And if someone actually does or says something you don't like, you are entitled to a hug or a puppy. Assuming that feeling offended on your part constitutes a political crisis on the nation's part. Others may have grown up, have to grow up and accept the fact that the world will not bow to their every whim, but not you. Having exquisite sensitivity to the moral speck in society's eye while ignoring the beam in your own. It is your privilege to establish the standards by which others must live and critique them at will. But any criticism of you, that is evidence of hatred. Number five, consistency is for other people. You are free to deny the existence of absolutes while imposing absolute standards that others must follow. As long as your heroes condemn fossil fuels and support gun control, they are free to fly in private jets and live in mega mansions protected by armed guards. You are free to say the vilest things about conservative blacks or women, but any criticism of leftist blacks or women is evidence of racism or sexism, or maybe both. Number six, you must be judged only by your rhetoric and not by your results. If your social policy weakens black families, resulting social ills are the result of racism on society's part and not any arrogance, presumption, or failing on your part. As long as you claim to value education, you are clear to you are free to support an educational system that cranks out students who cannot read or do basic math and who are ignorant of even the most essential points of American and world history. Number seven, and the biggest one, and finally, leftist privilege means never having to say not guilty. Laws that apply to everyone else do not apply to you. Laws protecting public and private property may be suspended in order to allow leftists room to ventilate their feelings. Laws protecting classified information or forbidding the abuse of governmental positions to harass opponents do not apply to you or to your allies. They constantly introduce new words and phrases into our political discourse. Perhaps the phrase that has been missing is your leftist privilege is showing. This might be a good time to sort of introduce that to him. Don't you think? I think so. But then again, you know, I'm just sort of that way. I just sort of think of things that way. Right now, as we're speaking, Bloomberg is getting ready to spend a whole lot of money in Virginia. He helped somebody, you know, drop in there, carpetbagger Terry McAuliffe. But he wants to continue that gun control, that part of gun control that McAuliffe is trying to push for, in the hopes that if there's ever, you know, like we thought with Trump, where, you know, if we had a president that was signed national reciprocity, well, hey, that means we could get it, right? Well, what he's thinking is if he can get, what Bloomberg is thinking is if he can get the legislature to pass gun control and he has the right governor there, they'll sign for it. So they're going to spend more than $1 million. Despite their failure to flip the state Senate on back of a similar spending push before. It's called the Every Town for Gun Safety Action Fund, a New York-based gun control advocacy organization. They plan to contribute $700,000 to Democratic candidate and current Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam and another $300,000 to Democratic Attorney General Mark Herring's reelection bid. Northam has a very strong record on gun control, providing the tie-breaking vote to block legislation that would have empowered Virginians to carry a concealed firearm absent a permit. He also supports an assault weapons ban, universal background checks, and the one gun a month rule. Northam's opponent, Republican Ed Gillespie, has been celebrated by the NRA for his support of Second Amendment rights, blanketing the state with direct mailers. So Everytown spent $2.4 million in Virginia on two state Senate races in 2015, and they failed to flip either seat. Republicans maintained their majority in both houses that year, effectively preventing McAuliffe's attempt to impose certain gun control measures through executive order in 2016. Virginia Democratic political operative Paul Goldman attributed the Democrats' 2015 failure to the influx of out-of-state ad dollars thrust on Virginians in the days leading up to the 2015 election. Goldman told the Richmond Times-Dispatch that this was Bloomberg backlash. So, Gillespie and Northam faced off in their second debate Tuesday night, but gun rights were not dismissed. Polls are suggesting a very tight race, but the election will be held this, you know, November the 7th. Now, believe it or not, there's a lot of people out there that don't want Bloomberg coming into the, you know, Colorado, there's one. They don't want Bloomberg coming into their state, spending dollars, trying to micromanage the state. Believe it or not. And I'm sure that worries some Democrats. I'm sure it worries a bunch of people because money, and I don't know why they push against it, but they've always looked at Citizens United as a bad thing. And yet they spend so much money campaigning, so much money. And they get it from all over the place. And they get it from out of the country, you know? I mean, they spend so much money trying to do things. And I don't know. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Rob Morse. We haven't had any self-defense gun stories, and I want to talk some other stuff with Rob just because it's always fun to talk to Rob. How does this sound? Is everything coming through clear to you there, Jason? Is it sounding strong and correct? The new modem is working. The new internet line is working. I'm happy because that means I'll keep working. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. Agency Arms. A 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.